Welcome to the In Happier News podcast. I'm your host, Deanne Goodman. I scour the news each week to bring you the happy, inspiring, and positive stories in 10 minutes or less. There's plenty of negativity in the media already, and I used to be a TV news reporter and anchor obsessed with chasing those type of stories. After a life-changing string of events, I vowed to focus on the good instead. These are stories to brighten your day, and as they say in the news industry, it's all starting in 3, 2, 1. Hey friends, this week's stories are so good. There's some everyday heroes, dogs, elephants, babies, cupcakes, so many of my favorite things. So let's jump right on in. The first story I saw on Instagram, and the caption was something like, "Barefoot teacher runs to warn parents waiting to pick up students of a tornado approaching." The picture is a little bit blurry, and it shows this woman running towards cars that are parked to pick up their students at a school with what looks to be a red cape on, and a tornado is actually visible in the sky. I had so many questions when I saw this photo. I'm like, okay, where did her shoes go? Was she wearing heels and kicked them off? What's the cape about? And who's watching her students? Fortunately, I was able to find the whole story on Good News Network, and now I love this teacher so much. She's my hero. Okay, here's what happened. School had just let out at a Texas elementary when the principal came on the speaker to say that students needed to get into the safety position against the walls of the hallway as they were in the approaching tornado area. 25-year-old Megan Parson is a fourth grade teacher, and she's also an Instagram fashion blogger. She decided to go warn the parents who were outside in the cars waiting to pick up the students. And she happened to be wearing these cute new shoes, so she decided to go run barefoot, which is something I feel like I would totally do. She actually wasn't wearing a red cape at all. She had on this like flowy cardigan top, kind of like a scarf, but with the winds, it literally looked like she was wearing a cape. To top it all off, Megan told reporters that she'd forgotten to remove a fake black mustache that she'd been wearing for a class party. So here she is, running barefoot in the rain with a tornado in the background, wearing a fake black mustache and a red cape. Megan said, "Parents must have thought I was crazy." At the end of the day, everyone was safe, and Megan now has the best story ever and a fun photo to go with it. She wins Best Female Teacher of the Week. And Finn Lanning from Colorado wins Best Male Teacher of the Week, maybe even Best Overall Person of the Week. This is such an awesome story. It comes from Fox 31 in Denver. Finn is a junior high math teacher at a charter school, and one of his students, seventh grader Damien, told him he wouldn't be coming back to school. When Finn asked for more details, Damien told him he was going to go live back at the hospital. Damien has a kidney disorder that requires 12 hours of dialysis a day, and he's in desperate need of a kidney. He was also in and out of foster homes, and whenever his medical needs became too much for a foster home, he'd be sent to live at a hospital. And then when he's at the hospital, he can't leave and go to school. Finn visited Damien in the hospital for 3 months, keeping him caught up on schoolwork, and also found out that Damien was taken off the kidney transplant list because he was in a hospital and not a home. Apparently, without stable housing, you can't get an organ transplant because you're considered too high risk for failure. Finn opened his home to Damien, and he is now undergoing the foster care certification, which takes 6 to 8 months. That means during this time, he's not getting any financial help for Damien's food, clothing, and he's taking time off work for appointments and doesn't even have money for basic furniture needs for a teenager. But the two of them are making it work, and his plan is to adopt Damien. Damien is now at the top of the kidney transplant list. There's also a GoFundMe page set up, and so far $70,000 has been raised. I always love to highlight inspiring teens, and this week Isaiah Tuckett is going to warm your heart. He's a 14-year-old student athlete, but I'd say his number one passion is baking. He is so good at it that he's turned it into a cupcake-making business. Care 11 in Minnesota shared his story. Isaiah sells cupcakes by the dozen for $20 for birthday parties, graduations, funerals, you name it. The little town that they live in recently had its only bakery close, making Isaiah's custom cupcakes a hot commodity. He even broke the family oven, but he has his family's full support. In fact, they pay for the baking supplies, and Isaiah, he found a good way to pay them back. He asked to go to Disney World so many times, ever since he was a little kid, and they always told him no. They just couldn't afford it. So he took his entire family to Disney World. In 1 year, he sold enough cupcakes to pay for the airfare, hotel, and Disney World tickets for his mom, dad, sister, brother, sister-in-law, and nephew, 7 people in all. His next goal is to buy a pickup truck for when he turns 16, and his big dream is to go to culinary school. He should also look into applying for a Food Network show. I know they do those baking challenges with kids. His cupcakes look so good. Or maybe there's a business coach that will help him scale because he could ship those cupcakes nationwide. I would totally pay for a dozen of the peanut butter cup ones he was making on the news video. Yum. Way to go, Isaiah. I hope Disney World was simply magical.
More positivity to come after this quick break.
A circus in Germany is the first in the world to replace animals with holograms. Life-size elephants are made by computer animation along with wild horses, monkeys, and more. It's called Circus Roncalli, and this makes me so happy. I am very against animals being used in circuses, especially animals like elephants and tigers. Thank you, Circus Roncalli, for showing that there is a better way to include animals in entertainment without keeping them in captivity. Here's another story from my fellow animal lovers from The Dodo about a man who carried his best friend, an 8-year-old 21-pound Shiba Inu dog, for hundreds of miles so that she could continue to enjoy nature after losing her vision. Kyle and his dog Katana are avid long-distance hikers and backpackers who went on many adventures together, covering thousands of miles. When Katana's vision started failing and she lost her ability to see, Kyle noticed that she also lost confidence on the trail. He decided to take her on the Florida Trail, and every day Katana hiked a mile or two, and then Kyle would lift her over his shoulders and put her on top of his backpack where she'd be able to recline and enjoy the ride. At the end of their journey, Katana hiked about 200 miles, and she became self-assured again. Kyle carried her the other 800 miles. He says they have many more adventures planned, and he will keep taking her until she ceases to enjoy them. But for now, he says they're both living the dream. In medical news, the world's smallest baby has left the hospital after 5 months as a healthy 5-pound infant. The baby girl was born in San Diego and delivered at only 23 weeks and weighed 8.6 ounces, so not even a pound. Doctors said she'd likely live an hour, but that hour turned into 2 and then 3, and now she's 5 months old and has graduated from the NICU. She is not only a miracle baby, but strong-willed. Her parents are so thankful for all the care she received and the kindness the nurses and staff showed them. In other medical news, Good News Network says flossing can fight against Alzheimer's. Researchers have determined that gum disease, also known as gingivitis, plays a decisive role in whether a person will develop Alzheimer's or not. The bacteria can move from the mouth to the brain and produce a protein that destroys nerve cells, which in turn leads to memory loss and ultimately Alzheimer's. I feel like this is kind of scary news, but the good news is this is something tangible you can actually do for your health, and that is to brush and floss more and get your regular dental cleanings each year. I am not the biggest fan of flossing. I mean, who is really? But I mean, if this doesn't make you floss more, I don't know what will. I even have the water flosser, which I rarely use. I'm gonna start using that one more too. So it's time to up the flossing game. And if anyone wants to be accountability buddies, hit me up. We can encourage each other to floss every day. And finally, want to win $500 for submitting a photo that demonstrates kindness? EnvisionKindnessContest.org is holding a photo contest, and you can submit up to 5 entries. It's totally free to submit your photos, and the entry period is now through June 30th. I was looking through the gallery of photos submitted, and they are absolutely incredible and just so beautiful. Envision Kindness says on their website, "Science shows that exposure to images of kindness can help people be kinder, happier, and more optimistic and generous. The more that we share, the more compassionate, empathetic, happy, and healthy our communities can be. Well said. And if you submit a photo, let us know here at In Happier News, and we'll share it. That's all the time we have. Links to all these stories are in the show notes. And don't forget to put a nice rating and review, because that helps others find this podcast. Thank you so much for helping spread positivity, and you'll get a whole new dose of it next week.